Well, good morning. So today on Palm Sunday, we are carrying on looking at encounters with Jesus. And we have just heard the incredible story about Jesus's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And right at the center of this account is the crowd. We have all played our part this morning at being the crowd, haven't we? And we've done a good job. And we're going to look today at Jesus's encounter with the crowd, the group of people that gathered there that day, and think about some things that we can learn from the encounter. But first, I want to play a bit of a game. Shall we play another game? Okay. So this is a classic game of higher or lower, okay? So I'm going to show you some pictures of some events, some crowds, okay? And the population of people that were there, okay? And the next one after that, you've got to figure out if it was higher or lower than the one before. So if you think it was higher, you can raise your right hand. So you can raise that one if you think it's higher. And then you can raise your left hand if you think it's lower, okay? So should we see our first one to get a gauge first? So our first crowd should be, oh, let's see if it's going to come up. It is the Live Aid concert in 1980. Does anybody remember this concert? I didn't. I wasn't born yet. Anybody remember it? Show your age. Yes. Okay. So let's see the crowd that were there that day. What number? 72,000 people were there that day. Okay. And now, so think about that one. That's 72,000. I'm going to show you the next picture. And it is Old Trafford. So do you think the population that can gather in that stadium is higher than 72,000 or lower than 72,000? Oh, we got a mix. We got some highers. I can see a few lowers out there. Okay, shall we see if it's going to be higher or lower? It's higher. It's 74,197. Come on, United. Okay, I'm going to show you the next. So think 74,000 Anfield. What do we think? Do we think higher than 74,000 or lower than 74,000? Just think about, you know, the team. Think about your feelings towards them. Okay. Oh, we've got a mix again. Let's have a look. It's 61,000. It's just a reflection on the greatness of teams, better fans, better following and stuff like that. Just got to throw that in there. So 61,000 at Liverpool. So the next one is the Mona Lisa. So how many people do you think in a day go and see the Mona Lisa, the crowd that it draws? So think 61,000 was Liverpool. If you think it's higher than that, more people go and see the Mona Lisa every day, or lower? Oh, we got some highers. We got a lot of lowers on this one. Let's have a look. It is lower. 20,000. It's still a lot of people that go and see the Mona Lisa every day. Okay, so keep 20,000 in your head and let's have a look at the next crowd. So this is the Rolling Stones played in Brazil a few years ago. Do you think it more people were there than 20,000 or lower? Oh, higher, higher. Okay, let's have a look at this one. 1.5 million people came. So if you see the beach there, that is, I think it's like the highest recording like crowd that ever came to a gig. 1.5 million people. I don't know what you would have seen if you're at the back of that one, but I'm not sure. Okay, and this is the last one. Keep 1.5 million in your head. William and Kate's wedding. The crowd that gathered in the streets of London that day. How many people do you think? If it was higher than 1.5 million or lower than 1.5? Oh, a lot of highers on this one. I think a lot of people came out. Let's have a look. It was just 1 million. Oh, only 1 million people came to that wedding. Yes. Very good. Kids, how did you do? Did you get a lot of them right? Oh, good. I think you are better than these guys. He only got one right. Well, you're better than him then, aren't you? So crowds They are a large group of people, aren't they? They're filled with different generations, different backgrounds, just like we are gathered here today. There are so many different generations here. Everybody's got a different story, a different background. And the crowd have got all one thing in common, haven't they? That they're there to see the same thing. They're there to see a spectacle or an event. And that's exactly what this crowd that gathered to see Jesus that day. Word had spread around that Jesus had raised somebody from the dead. Children, does anybody know who the person was that Jesus rose from the dead? Ooh. No. No. Lazarus, well done, Lazarus. So this amazing thing had happened and word had spread around that Jesus was coming to the city of Jerusalem. And like it was a bit like, oh, let's go and see this Jesus who has raised someone from the dead. And for this crowd, it was going to be like the very thing that they needed. Jesus coming was the very thing that they needed. A savior. They thought he was going to be a prince that was coming to rescue them from the Romans. But ultimately, they wanted political salvation and not spiritual salvation. The crowd shouted and they praised Jesus just like we've done this morning. They waved their palm branches. They put clothing down just like we've heard. And they shouted, Hosanna. Now, does anybody know what the word Hosanna means? What does the word Hosanna mean? What's that? Oh, no. Two words, really. Shout it out. Oh, no, not quite. Hosanna means save us. Save us. They wanted a savior to come and rescue them. And we can read this account in John chapter 12, and we get more of an insight into these crowds. So even though this seemed like a crowd that were fully devoted to Jesus and they were worshiping him, we know, don't we, that this same crowd in a few days would shout to crucify him. John tells us that in this crowd, there were so many different responses to Jesus. Some worshipped him. Some wanted a king to come and save them. Some rejected Jesus. And others believed in him, but actually they were scared to declare it. And my question to us today is, who do you say Jesus is? Children, you might want to think about that. Who, when I say Jesus, who is that to you? Who is Jesus to you? Is he your savior? Is he your closest friend? Is he someone you've heard about before, but maybe you've never thought about? Is he the center of your life and your heart? Is he someone you've never, ever heard about before? Because you know, Easter is an amazing time, isn't it? Where we can actually acknowledge who Jesus is and what he has done for each and every single one of us. Because the truth is, something spectacular draws a crowd, doesn't it? I don't know if anyone's been to London or a big city somewhere and they've seen, you know, like the street performers that can come out and they're like trying to do something amazing to gather a crowd. And often it's a spectacle that people want to see. Sometimes they might be like jumping through a hoop or something, climbing to the tallest ladder that they can. But it draws a crowd, doesn't it? And Jesus was doing pretty spectacular things. And he pretty much had a crowd of people following him around wherever he went. How would you like that? Everywhere you went, there was a crowd of people following you. Jesus actually speaks about the crowds in a few different places in the Gospels. So in John 6:36, he says about the crowds and to the crowds, "You have seen me and still you do not believe." Jesus often spoke about the crowd, saying that they were chasing the spectacular, chasing the miracles, chasing the wonders, and that ultimately, when push came to shove, they didn't actually know him. They didn't know who Jesus was and what he was coming to do. Because being in a crowd is distant, isn't it? We can blend in a crowd. We don't have to speak to the person or the band that we're going to see, or we don't have to speak to the players when we're on a football match. We can watch from afar and just be there for the spectacle, can't we? But I believe that Jesus doesn't want that for us. He wants us to be close to him and talk to him and walk with him each and every single day. And we know, don't we, that when we read the Gospels, that Jesus is the type of person to pick the ones out of the crowds, isn't he? He wanted to know people. He wanted to call them by name. We heard last week about an incredible encounter between a lady and Jesus and the intimacy of that. That he wanted to hear people's stories. And many of us here now, sat here this morning, will be reminded of our own personal encounters with Jesus and just how personal they really feel. How amazing is it, church, that we have a God, our Jesus, who wants that relationship with us. And you know, John tells us in his account that there were many people who believed in the crowd, but then they ended up not being able to openly acknowledge their faith for fear of others. And I really resonate with this. You know, I can think of many times, whether I've been at school or whether I've been with my friends in the past, where I have totally shied away from talking about my faith and talking about my Jesus. But I believe that this morning that Jesus is asking us to step out of the crowd. To step out of the crowd and have that closeness with him and to not be afraid to stand for him. Because church, do you know that we are blessed with incredible children and young people? Do you know that? We are so blessed here with incredible children and young people. And a few weeks ago, I had the blessing of going away to the getaway with our young people. And the testimonies that were shared there from the mouths of the young people were like so incredibly powerful. I've not heard anything like that before. And the way that our young people and children are stepping out of the crowd, they're doing things in their schools, the way that they're talking to their friends, the way that they're deepening their faith is absolutely inspiring. And we like had moments of praying for our young people who felt that like evangelistic calling on their life of telling others about Jesus. And that was such a special and powerful moment. And for me, I came away from the getaway with a real sense of like a bit of like a responsibility for myself personally and for us as adult church, I'm going to say it in that way, to get alongside our young people and our children. And like Chris said it before, didn't he, that God gave us a community for a reason. That was really powerful, Chris. And I really felt that for us to not just be a crowd that like supports our children and young people from the side and like whoops and cheers for them, like we're a bit at a concert and we can have that distance, but actually that God is really called us into that sense of community, that actually we can come alongside our children and our young people. We can be massive supporters of them. We can be fantastic role models and mentors to them. And we can walk with them as a church family. And for like our children and young people, if you look around at this room, there are amazing people and grown-ups here that have walked with Jesus, like they have an incredible faith and they can also spur you on in everything that you are doing. And how amazing is it that we are called to be community and we can build one another up and encourage each other in that way. And the band can come up and join me. So on this Palm Sunday, I want to ask that question again. Who do you say Jesus is? The crowd there that day were full of so many different responses to Jesus. And few of them actually knew who Jesus was and what he was coming to do. They thought he was going to be a savior from their momentary troubles. But we know Jesus was and continues to do so much more than that. his journey, as we'll go on this week from this point on, was one that was going to change the world forever. A savior who was going to die on a cross, who took the weight of our sin, the wrong things that we do in our lives, was buried, and 3 days later defeated death, and who reigns victorious. This is who we get to praise today. So church, let's stand together. We're going to worship together in a minute. And this is a Jesus that we can put our hope and trust in this morning. So I'm going to pray and we're going to worship together. But who do you say Jesus is? Father God, I thank you for all that we have heard, all that we have seen this morning. We thank you that right from the onset this morning, we have been challenged to praise your name. That all of creation, if we don't, all of creation cries out, Father God, but we want to be a part of that praise today. And Father God, I pray that this morning, as we have looked at the crowds and all of their different responses to Jesus, I pray that this morning we would, maybe if there's some of us in here that feel like we're in that crowd, feel that distance from you, Jesus, I pray that this morning we would boldly step out of the crowd, that we would come towards you, Jesus. That we would fall at your feet, Jesus, and we would want that intimate relationship with you. Father God, we praise your holy name this morning. Oh, Jesus, how incredible you are.